Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samachei Omid Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simin Shin Chav Ches, dealing with the Halachos Rufu on Shabbos. We're a little bit behind. We're going to start off on Kuf Samachei Omid Aleph by Sif Tez Zayin. Amdua L'Shnei Grogros. The doctors say that this person needs to eat two dried figs over here, and there's nothing that's available. V'lo Matzu El'Shnei Grogros L'Shnei Uktzin. They find a single fig on one branch and a single fig on another branch. You'd have to do two separate detachments over here. And alternatively, find a third branch that has three figs on it, the Shalosh Bo Kitzechot. So what should you do? Do the minimal amount that you need, which is to cut one branch, but you'll get three, or cut two separate branches and you'll get the two that you need. So the Mechaber Paskins Karsina Okit Sheish Bo Shalosh. Do only one action over here rather than doing two separate actions, even though you're actually going to now cut for three. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Mem Gimel. You're only doing one action over here. Sheino Kotzer Ela Pamachas. However, if you had two on one branch for shalosh b'okitzechot and three on another branch, you're not allowed to cut off the one that has three. Lo yichusu elo okit sheish bo shnayim. Then you must cut off the one that has the two figs on it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Dalet explains the ribui b'shiura shalol tzarech asu, because you're cutting off more than you need, and that is forbidden. More detail about this can be seen in Dirshu footnotes number 55 and 56. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Mikan nira pashut." It seems very clear. Du hadin in yishar melachos. This is true not only with cutting off the figs, but this would be true for any melacha. Kigon bishul chadomer. Anytime you're cooking or anything like that, afilu mihubikder achas. Even if it's all in one pot, so you could say you're turning on the flame. It's one action over here. You should be exact and only cook exactly what you need and not cook extra. But if it's a confusion over here and you're not sure how much he's going to need and it may cause a delay or it may cause you not to cook enough, then you do not have to be careful with the kameh, as we're going to learn. Brought down the name of the chayodim. The issue footnote number 57 brings down that if you did cook over here, a healthy person is not allowed to get any benefit from this, because you may then end up being mar b'shiurim before the healthy person. Now we go to the Ramah, who says, Hagah, the im hadavar bohol emidak b'nkach, as we just brought down, if there's any concern or confusion over here, and you're not going to be able to do it exactly correctly, so then don't worry about it. Shal yovol idei dichui v'ikov, that you shouldn't come chas v'shalom to delay over here, or put some sort of a stumbling block that you won't do the right thing for the sick person. Sif Yud Zayin. Chole shenofal machmas choyo l'mishkav. A sick person, because of his illness, is now bedridden. However, the ein bo sakana, he is not in a life-threatening situation. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Mem Hei, wrote Shlomar, sakana Mavis, life-threatening, opposed to ubein sheish bo sakonas ever olo, whether it's limb-threatening or not. The Rama adds over here, haga o sheish lo mechush shemitzar v'cholim mino kol gufo, or the person has some sort of a pain that is causing him discomfort and is making his entire body sick. Sha'oz afal pi shaholech, even though he's still walking about, he's considered like he's bedridden. Kinafal lemishkav dami. So in both of these situations, where the person is not in a life-threatening situation, so what do? So omrim le'eno yehudi, we tell a non-Jewish person, lasos lo refuah, to do any refuah that's needed for this Jewish person. However, avol ein mechalim lovas ha-shabes b'yisud daraisa, but you're not allowed to do an yisud daraisa. Telling a non-Jewish person is amir liyakum. You are not allowed as a Jew to go and do an yisud daraisa for this non-life-threatening sick person. Afilu yesh bo sakana sever, even if there is a limb-threatening situation over here. The issue footnote number 58 just points out that if it's a Eved Ivri, which we don't have today, then that may be the same halachic status as asking a Jewish person to do it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Vav explains, Dafka kishet tzorich l'refuah b'Shabbos atzmo. You're only allowed to ask a non-Jewish person if it's essential that you do this on Shabbos itself. Ha, kishein tzorich l'refuah b'Shabbos. But if it's not necessary to do it on Shabbos, you could have waited till after Shabbos, then wait till after Shabbos. Don't ask a non-Jewish person to do this. Yamten and motzi Shabbos. Avo kishesh sakana osul hamten. But of course, if there's any danger at all, we've said over and over again that you're not allowed to wait. And this is brought down again here in the name of the Pre-Begotten. Sif Katan Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu b'mlocha deraisa. You can ask a non-Jewish person, which is only Amir Liyakim, to do a Issa deraisa if a Jew were to do it. V'adin shara tzrachav. And this would be including any other needs of the sick person. Kagom, for example, to bake for him, lafos, lavashal, to cook for him, l'chayos b'el, or anything like this. Im tzrach l'kach, if the sick person in fact needs this. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Chest, explaining the Mechaber, said you cannot do Issurim deraisa as a Jewish person if the Jewish person is not a life-threatening situation, even if it's limb-threatening. The lohuta liyisrael lavor al isu daraisa kosman she'ein nogei lepiguch nefesh mamish. The only hefta for a Jewish person to be over and be mechal Shabbos on a daraisa level is if it's life-threatening. Although, as we'll see, we'll point out a little bit later on, it's very unusual for a limb-threatening situation not to also be life-threatening, so this may be more semantics than halacha lemaisa. This can be seen further in Sivkot Memtes in the Mishnah Berurah, who says, "Look already at previously Ein Le'el B'Siv Vav B'Siv Tes." The Yeshiv Arm Shnogel Pikuch Nevash. Chaver himself pointed this out already previously that there are limb-threatening situations that are life-threatening. But what didn't Kiyotzi be said? This is true for anything. B'Shari Varm Im Haro Fiyomer Shim Lo Yirapu Eva Yuchol Avoli Pikuch Nevash. If the physician says, "If you don't take care of this little pinky cut over here, this person could die of sepsis," Hariu Kishar Holi Shiesh B'Sakana. Then it is life-threatening. Of course, the physician has to be accurate and correct. The little cut would not be life-threatening, but if it's a significant infection, so then it could be life-threatening, even if it's only on a pinky. Now, this was talking, the Mechaber was telling us that a non-Jewish person could be asked to do this because that's only Amir Liakim. What about the actual Jewish person himself to do an Issur Derabbanan for a Chole She'ein Bo Sakana? U'l'chal lov Yisrael be Issur Derabbanan Yadayim, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun, Hainu, Kol HaShvusim, all the Derabbanans, Afilu Belo Shino, even doing them without any sort of a change. A Jewish person, Israel, is not allowed to do them. And the reasoning is because under these situations, the rabbis never will go there. This is din derabbanan. So now the Mechaber is going to bring down four shitos as to what a Jewish person is allowed to do in terms of Yisurim derabbanan for a chole she'ein bo sakana. So the first one is brought down by the Torah in the name of the Rambam. Yesh matirim afilu ein bo sakana sever. You can do anything over here, even if there is no limb-threatening situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, dim yesh bo sakana afilu rak le'ever echad. If there is any danger, even if it's only one limb, l'choladeos, v'ad midei achrona ayin sham. All four, except for the last one that we're going to bring down now, would say that if there's a limb-threatening situation, mutli yisrael l'chalul alav b'chol hashusim rufuaso. A Jewish person himself can do any derabbanan for this situation. V'afilu eino chol l'klal b'chol haguf, even if it's not a total body illness. And then he writes from the Chayyadam, Koldovish Mutta Lassos Ide Yisrael, Bholy Shaybo Sakana, anything you're allowed to do for a Jewish person that is not a Holy Shayesh Bosakana, Afilu Yochal Lassos Ide in a Yehudi Mutter. Even though you could ask a non-Jewish person, it's perfectly permissible for the Jewish person to do it himself. And the first sheet that says, even if there is no Sakana Saver, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Beis explains that this is going back, Adela'el, Bereish HaSivkoi, Shu Cholish Enof HaLemishkov, talking about a person who's bedridden, Oshim Etzdar HaRabi V'Cholim Yizek Kol Gufo, his whole body is sick, even though he may not be bedridden. Avol B'Chol Gufo Eino Chole, Klal, but if the person really isn't that sick, Rak Shu Chole B'Yach Me'er, he just has a little bothersome thing on one limb, V'Gam Ba'Oso Eiver in Sakana, and there is absolutely no concern at all that this is life-threatening, then L'Kulei Alma Lo Shari L'Chalo Kim Al Yidei Eino Yehudi. Then a Jewish person shouldn't do this, only a non-Jewish person should be doing this. This is also true only by a shvus itself. Then you can ask a non-Jewish person to do a derabbanan, because then it's a shvus, derabbanan, asking the non-Jewish person on a shvus, on a din derabbanan, and that's allowed for a sick person, even if not very sick. So that's shita number one. Shita number two, which is from the Ran, is as follows. V'yesh omrim, shin yesh bo sakonis eiver. Only when there's a limb-threatening situation, then osin. Then a Jewish person could do the din derabbanan on Shabbos. V'im ein bo sakonis eiver, ein osin. But if there's no limb-threatening situation, then a Jewish person is not allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Gimel, Avdu chole hakol kol guf, even if it's totally bothering his entire body. This opinion holds, the Ran holds, Svi Luhu, the Osu Lassel say they saw, a Jewish person can't do this, only a non-Jewish person. According to this opinion, you can't even do this if you do it with a shinoi. Unless there is no non-Jewish person available, then the second sheet over here from the Ran agrees with the third sheet that we'll learn in a moment, that a Jewish person could do it with a shinoi. Now we come to the third shita, which you'll see is the preferred shita from the poskim of the Mechaber. And this is brought down by the Torah in the name of the Ramban. V'yesh omrim. This shita says, the Ramban's shita number three says, shin ein bo sakonas eiver, then osim b'shinoi. If there is no limb-threatening situation, then a Jewish person can do it, but he must do this issur derabbanan with a shinoi. But, v'yesh bo sakonas eiver, if there is any limb-threatening situation, he can do it, the Jewish person can do this issur derabbanan, osim below shinoi, even without a shinoi. Again, we're talking here about a chole she'ein bo sakonas. There is no potential at all here for a life-threatening situation. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Dalet that you're allowed to do this shinoi over here on an issur derabbanan only. And you don't have to go and look for a non-Jewish person, preferably, but you are allowed to do this for a non-limb-threatening, non-life-threatening situation. You can do the Issur Derabbanan yourself with a shinoi, or if it's limb-threatening, you can even do it without a shinoi. Now we come to the fourth shita. This is also brought down by the Torah in the name of the Rambam. V'yesh omrim afilu yesh bo sakonas eiver. Even if there is limb-threatening, ein otzen lo dover shu nismach l'mlocha deraisa. You're still, as a Jewish person, not allowed to do for this limb-threatening but not life-threatening situation anything that could lead to an issur deraisa. which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Hei, Kigon Lichol Ayin, for example, to put medication on an eye, Besof HaCholi, towards the end of the eye's illness, She'en Bo Sakonin, there's no life-threatening situation, as we've already explained in Siv Tes, and therefore, the potential Issa Daraisa, when you're doing this over here, would be like writing. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this because it could lead to an Issa Daraisa, even though it's a limb-threatening, but it's not a life-threatening situation. You're not allowed to do this. You have to ask a non-Jewish person to do this. But the Mechaber continues, Udvarim she'ein b'hem semech melocha, but if there is no possibility of it leading to being an Issa Daraisa, so osin afilu ein b'sakon ha'sever, then you, the Jew, are allowed to do this even when it's not a limb-threatening situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Vav, what are examples of this? Go'en ha'nish mevarim b'sif mem gimel ayin sham, we'll learn this in a couple of days in Yitzhak Hashem. Then the Mechaber concludes, the Divri Hasvar Shlishis, the third opinion over here, which is the Ramban, that's the correct one. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Zayin, that opinion is, Hainu Shemuta Lasos Afilu Kol Shusim, you're allowed to do any Issad Rabbanon yourself as a Jewish person, Virak Ayidei Shinoi, and you need to do a Shinoi, Imu Choli Kol Aguf, Ein Basakon HaSever, if it's a situation where the entire person is sick or is bedridden, but there is no limb-threatening and certainly no life-threatening situation, then you have to do it with a Shinoi, but if there is any limb-threatening, again, but not life-threatening situation, then ain't sarach shinoi klal, then you don't even have to do a shinoi at all. V'chein pasku ataz u'morgen avram, this is the psak as well of the taz u'morgen avram, and this is also the psak of the Vilna Gaon, the case of agra, shadeya zu ikor shehi das rova posum. This is the majority opinion, and therefore is the preferred bottom line from the Mechaber. The issue footnote number 60 brings down, even if you have sakonis aver, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, mutter lasos melocha d'rabon. Because the rabbis were not more strict in their din derabbanan than the Torah is in the din daraisa. And just like by the daraisa, you're allowed to do it without a shinui if you need to for a cholo sheyesh bo sakana, so then even for the cholo sheyesh bo sakana, you don't have to do it with a shinui when it's a limb-threatening situation. And by the way, he says, we don't defy limb-threatening as the total limb is going to be absolutely removed or destroyed. Even if the limb will end up being maimed significantly, or it will be weakened significantly, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says in this situation, Nechshav hadover kesanas sakonas aver, that's also called sakonas aver. However, other things, like for example certain blemishes or scars, would not necessarily fall into this category. Eina nechshav kesakonas aver. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haga, mutter lo maleino Yehudi lasos tavshu lekotin shein lo malechol. A Jewish person is allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to go and cook something on Shabbos for a child. We'll define what we mean by a child that doesn't have any food to eat. The stam tzarche koton, because the basic needs of a child is halachically considered kecholo she'en bo sakana dami. A child has the baseline status of always being considered at least a cholo she'en bo sakana. And this is brought down in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Ramban, and the Rashba. How do we define this child? So that's a big machlokas, and we can see this in Dirshu footnote number 62, which defines, according to the different opinions, what age a child is still considered by definition to be a chol l'shem bo sakana. So you have the more machmer position of the Chazon Ish, which is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's about an age of 2 or 3. Beyond that, he's not automatically a chol l'shem bo sakana. On the other hand, the Orach HaShulchan, the Ksos HaShulchan, write that a child who still has like a specialized diet, it can't just eat anything that you give him, is considered like a katan. So this may be an older child already. And Dain Weiss, that's all, in the Minchas Yitzchak, brings down 9 years is considered a katan, cholah she'en bo sakana by definition. And the Shelus HaTshuvas Or Lizion says, since none of the posts can mention a specific age, so then we can assume a katan over here means somebody who's under the age of bar and bas mitzvah, by definition, is still called the cholah she'en bo sakana. However, he then brings down in the next paragraph that nowadays, bizmanenu, that children seem to be not as healthy as they were previous years, we can say that any suffix for the child puts the child into a category of suffix sakana, and kol choli betinok nidon kesuffix sakana, and one can take it to an even higher level and say that when you're not sure if the child is sick or not, you treat the child as if they're a suffix sheyesh bo sakana. And he brings down from the Tilo of Dovin in the next paragraph that this discussion was only in regards to food, but not in regards to other needs, and the child is considered a chol she'en bo sakana only in regards to food. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he writes, a child can be taken care of entirely by a non-Jewish person for anything that the child needs. And this is also the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav and Dain Weiss, Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak. Likewise, this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman and the Shelus HaTshuvas Or Lizion. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches says, if the child will not eat from the Gentile, he only wants to eat from his mother, then the mother can go and actually feed the child, even if the non-Jewish person milked and cooked this. Because now the Jewish mother is handling muktzah, and that's not a concern over here. He says as well, Ayin the Prima Gadon, the Mitzadi, Kitzas, the Boy Shinui. Maybe you should do this a little bit with the Shinui, the Prima Gadon says. But ultimately, he writes from the Chayyadam, Kosov Chayyadam, Tzorich Lizor, Shalolitian, Amaycho, Be'atzma, Lekdera, that you should minimize your involvement in the Isser as much as possible. So don't pour this item into the container, the pot, and let the non-Jewish person cook it. Because even though we said, the Echad Nosin Mayim, the Echad Shofis Lekdera, the one who puts in the water, then the one who actually turns on the fire, the second one is the one that's chayav min d'oraisa, harishon is potter avolos, so the first person shouldn't have done it. So two over here, don't do anything more than you absolutely have to in regards to the preparation of this food that a non-Jewish person is allowed to do for your child. The Ramah continues and he writes, v'kol she'osu lasos ayidei Yisrael, anything that a Jewish person is not allowed to do, afilu ayidei hachole ba'atzmo osu, then the chol himself or herself cannot do it for herself or himself. However, avo kishoslo ein Yehudi, but if a non-Jewish person is doing it for you, then mutu l'chola l'sayu kitzas, then the sick person is allowed to help out a little bit in this. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. And the reasoning is because the mesayeya ein bo mamish. Brings out from the Beis Yosef that helping or assisting in this fashion is not halachically considered something substantive and is therefore permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah in Sivkot Nun Tes, saying that the Jewish person is allowed to go and assist a non-Jewish person in something that the non-Jewish person is doing for you, it's lav davka, the sick person, lav davka, the chola, who had the nacher. Anybody can assist a non-Jewish person. The only reason he wrote the chola is because that's the normal probability that that's what occur. El de urcha de milsa nakan. Sivkot and Samach, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you're allowed to help him a little bit. Why? Hainu hecha shebelav hachi, it means that without your help over here, nami misabda, he would still be able to accomplish it. Elish maseyem yat, you're making it a little bit easier for him. For example, kagon eno Yehudi shekochel eso ayin, the non-Jewish person is putting the medication in your eye. V'yisrael so geru poseach, and you're opening and closing your eyes, eso ayin shekonis boachol, to allow the medication to get inside. That's called helping out a little bit. However, avolim eino yochol lasos bil to Yisrael, but if the non-Jewish person would not be able to accomplish what he intends to do without your assistance, then your assistance is considered substantive, and in this situation, it's also, just like we said, it's also for the Jewish person himself to do this alone. And by the way, even if your assistance over here, which is not considered substantive, is permitted, it's permitted also even in a daraisa situation where the non-Jewish person is doing a melacha for you would be a daraisa, misayeya ein bo mamish. We still paskin over here, he brings up in the Morgan of Ram that you're allowed to help, whether it's a darabanan or daraisa, where you're allowed to help a little bit. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Aleph, Ayin and the Taz, B'masha Kosov is there. The Taz disagrees with this halacha and says, you're not allowed to help a little bit. And we learned this previously. And he brings down, Ayin Le'el Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, Shahar B'Yachronim Chokim Azeh, that the many disagree with the Taz and Paschal like the more lenient opinion over here of the Ramah and the more lenient opinion over there of the Shulchan Aruch, that Mesayeya ain't bo mamish in this situation. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Hikiz Dam. A person had a bloodletting, a phlebotomy, v'nitzdanin, and became chilled afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Beis, Mishum desakana hu bistama, and we assume, therefore, that this is a dangerous situation, and therefore, Mechaber writes, Osim lo madura, you're allowed to go and light a fire for him. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu ade Yisrael, Shari, a Jewish person can even go and do this. Afilu betkufas tamas, and this is true even if it's in the summertime, we don't say, well, it's hot outside anyway. If this person feels chilled after the bloodletting, even a Jewish person can go light the fire over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'adin l'shar choli, sheyesh bo sakana. This is true for any illness over here for which this is sakana, not just specifically the bloodletting that led to a sickness. Im karlo, if a person is cold, Osim Madura Lishamin, you're allowed to make a fire for him to warm up with. Because this Stam Chola Mesukunu Eitzel Sino, we have a rule, and everybody's considered a chola in regards to cold, and certainly if the person is sick, that's considered a very serious potential for injury and life-threatening situation, and you can light a fire for them to warm them up. In however, if a non-Jewish person can do this, so then better let the non-Jewish person do this, Yasa Aideh Eina Yehudi, would be preferable to have the non-Jewish person light the fire in this situation. Sif Yutes, the Mechaber writes, Chole she'en bo sakana, a person that definitely doesn't have a life-threatening situation, Mutter bebishule einam Yehudim. An additional cooler that we allow for him is Bishul Akam. We don't have the normal dinim that you're not allowed to have something that's cooked by a non-Jewish person from start to finish without any assistance from a Jewish person. That din of Bishul Akum doesn't apply over here for a sick person, even though they're not life-threatening, they're just a sick person who doesn't have a life-threatening illness. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samach Kimu, V'yafo gad d'shari sur d'rabon asur l'chol l'shem bo sakon l'lecho v'lishtos, even though all other things, you're not allowed to feed a non-life-threatening sick person tray for stuff, k'disa b'yaridah simen kuf nun hei, sh'ayini Bishul einu Yehudim. Bishul Akum is different. Sh'ayini sur machmas atzman, because it's not intrinsically asur, it's just something that was done to it by the non-Jewish person that made it asur, as brought down by the Prima Gadim. And likewise, in this situation, gam cholim mevarech alav. Make a bracha on it over here. The beheter kochel, because even though you're eating something that's aser, you're eating a beheter. And this same din is brought down in the issue foot number 67. Anytime a person is eating something that's also, even if it's an issa daraisa, but you're eating it beheta, you make a bracha on it. Unless you're so disgusted by it and you're not getting any hana, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, what's left over, you shouldn't eat Matzah Shabbos, anybody, not even the chola himself, because then you could have a Jewish person cook for you. The Mishnah Berurah then has a discussion about what is the status of these utensils. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.